Thanks for tuning into the show today. And my guest is breast cancer survivor and diligent volunteer, Joan Mancuso. Joan, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's my pleasure. And Joan, we all know October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and people wear pink, think pink, do all of the pink things, but we're talking about going beyond pink. So can you explain what that's all about?
Yes, actually, October 13th is National Metastatic Breast Cancer Awareness Day. Metastatic breast cancer is a form of breast cancer where the breast cancer cells have spread outside the breast to other parts of the body, such as the lung, the liver, the skin, the brain, and oftentimes the bone. And at that point, it's no longer curable. So we often feel left out. I'm a metastatic breast cancer survivor since 2007. And we often feel left out of, as you were sort of saying, all the pink during the month of October. However, AstraZeneca is trying to raise awareness of metastatic breast cancer, and they've started the campaign Beyond Pink, sharing our metastatic breast cancer stories. And they're kicking off the campaign tomorrow in Times Square, in front of the studios of Good Morning America, and they will be streaming photos of metastatic breast cancer survivors on the billboard in Times Square.
That's amazing. That's really cool that they're doing that. And so, Joan, how common is metastatic breast cancer?
Well, there are about 175,000 women in the United States living with metastatic breast cancer. There are also a few men, because men also get breast cancer. And there's about 25% of what would be considered early stage or curable breast cancer of cases that will go on to become metastatic. And the AstraZeneca's Beyond Pink campaign has an excellent website, lifebeyondpink.com, which has resources only for metastatic breast cancer survivors. It's very well organized, and it has a lot of very good information that survivors can really easily navigate around the website to get that information.
I was just there looking at it, and it's wonderful. It's got pretty much everything you would need to know. It's a wonderful website.
Yes, it's very nice. Mm-hmm.
And so, Joan, what are some of the biggest myths that people have about metastatic breast cancer?
Well, of course, one of the myths is that it's curable, and it's no longer curable at that point. People just think you have a more aggressive form of the breast cancer and that somehow treatment will cure it. Now, you know, drugs are improving every day, but it's still not curable. Another myth is that everyone responds the same to treatment. Oftentimes, one person can respond much better than another survivor and vice versa. So everyone's an individual, and doctors also personalize medicine for us depending on our type of metastatic breast cancer.
This is kind of just, it's really, so for so many years we've been hearing, oh, breast cancer is so easy to treat now. It's almost nothing, but this is really something. And it's, like you said, beyond pink.
Yes, it really is. It's not curable. And so our issues are very different than early stage breast cancer survivors, because we are forever in treatment. And that's why the Life Beyond Pink is an excellent resource for learning about metastatic breast cancer, understanding it, knowing what questions it's good to ask our doctors. But everyone can get involved in the campaign, even if they don't have metastatic breast cancer. But for those who are living with metastatic breast cancer, the lifebeyondpink.com website has skins that we can use to post to our social media photo. And also, if we go to Facebook, to My MBC Story, and write about our own personal journey with metastatic breast cancer and post photos using the hashtag MBC Strength. Next year, AstraZeneca will stream those photos on the billboard at Times Square on October 13th, which is the National Metastatic Breast Cancer Awareness Day.
So is there anything else people can do to show support, like people who don't have metastatic breast cancer, but just people who want to support them?
Yes, oftentimes it's good to maybe buy pink products, and we know that they're everywhere during Breast Cancer Awareness Month. But it's always good to find out who the company is partnered with in terms of their metastatic, who they partnered with that's a breast cancer organization, and to find out how many pennies on the dollar is actually going toward metastatic research. And also whether the product that they're selling you, whether anything from the sale of that product is actually going to breast cancer research rather than just sort of giving giving over dollars in general. I also volunteer at Share Cancer Support in New York City. We have a helpline for metastatic breast cancer survivors as well as a helpline for caregivers. Who would like to, speak with another caregiver about supporting us during our journey. Share also has a telephone support group for metastatic survivors, which is nationwide, and that's a few times a week.
And Joan, could you tell us in the few minutes we have left about the Department of Defense Breast Cancer Research Program?
Yes, in 1992, the National Breast Cancer Coalition helped to develop the Breast Cancer Research Program, which is within the Department of Defense. The president of the NBCC has to go in front of the Congress every year to get money to support that program, which is designed to review grant proposals submitted by scientists to study breast cancer, and I am a consumer reviewer on grant proposals in that program. It's a program that many people don't know about.
I think it's just very interesting, and I'm going to do more research on that too. So, Joan, can you give us the website one more time that people should go to?
Yes, absolutely. AstraZeneca's website, lifebeyondpink.com, is an excellent resource for metastatic breast cancer survivors. And also sharecancersupport.org is also another excellent resource.
Okay. Joan Mancuso, thank you very much for being my guest on the show today. This was very interesting.
Thank you.